Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Welcome back to day four. Super excited. We're talking letting go for cash flow. Instagram, we are in the Facebook group, Foot Traffic Operations. Come join us. It is not too late. We will be keeping these videos up. We'll keep them up through the weekend. So definitely make sure to come in here, binge the videos. If you want to see the slides, make sure to jump in the Facebook group. That's where they are. So we've got some really fun stuff planned today. I'm super excited. We're gonna be talking mindset a little bit. And I say mindset very, you can hear my hesitation, because I want to make sure you know how important it is. Sometimes mindset can feel very newbie, you don't need to work on it. But let me tell you, as a multiple seven-figure business owner, I am working on mindset more than I'm working on strategy, right? Mindset is what is going to get me to eight figures. And you really have to dial that in. So definitely be thinking about that. Okay. So again, let go for cash flow. We're talking how to leverage your team's genius zones to generate more cash on demand without having to micromanage. Big welcome to our newest members of Well Oiled Operations. I am super excited to be working with some of you and really diving in and just going deeper on everything we've talked about this week. You have seen me barely scratch the surface on each topic. And think of that, you know, nine of those nine things we've talked about, every one of those is a standalone training, okay? I know our first, like the roadmap training, was an hour and a half alone of just a deep dive of one thing that we talked about for a few minutes, okay? So with that, to recap, here is what we've got going on, or I should say this too. I'll share really quickly. Let me go to my slides. Okay. Housekeeping for today. So today, the gift. Ooh, I'm excited about this. This is so cute. It says Powerhouse Water Bottle Stainless Steel. This will be the thing that we are giving away today. So make sure you're saying hi in the Facebook group, commenting, engaging. I'll be handing this out at the end of the day. We'll be shipping that over to you. We are just 2 days in, okay? Now, here is where you're going to see the overachievers show up and shine today. Some people are like, perfect. Got the whole model. Good to go. Don't need to hear the rest. The content's over. I warned people yesterday, the content is not over. In fact, maybe the strategy is over, but the biggest strategy of all, getting your mindset in the right spot, is going to help you implement these. Okay. So today is the day you do not want to miss. All right. Don't give up now. We're almost done. More prizes, top five most engaged. We will have that in the Facebook group as well. For those of you that missed yesterday, we went through a deep dive of well-oiled operations. I highly recommend going back, checking that out. What I will share is, though, it's basically helping you create a well-oiled team, well-oiled leadership, well-oiled systems. Every one of those nine things around the outside are individual core pieces of content we're teaching in the program. So there's nine core trainings taught by me, plug and play systems and templates vault. We put in the Facebook group this morning, I think, a video tour of the inside of our members area portal. So check that out and see. You'll have rapid response support for 90 days in our Facebook group, an all access pass for your team to come in and participate in everything, and then additional integration and implementation calls with me where you can ask me questions, hot seat, all of the things. All right, let's get in. And yeah, you can go to welloiledoperations.com for all the details. Go check it out there. All right, let's dive in. We got lots to share. You know me, I like to over deliver here. So we're going back to a little bit about what we covered on, when did we talk about this? We talked about this on really the first day, right? So there are four phases. Now, the pioneer stage is that first stage of business, right? That solopreneur, out adventuring on their own with this new idea, maybe not quite making money yet, right? It ebbs and flows. They're probably under that 100K mark. The Pathfinder, you start to find your way, right? You're actually gaining traction. You know you've got something here. You know your ideal clients. You're at that 100K range and up. The first 100K is the hardest. So congrats. Like Pathfinder stage is massive. We move into Power Player. And I called it player because it's like they're in the game. They finally are winning. They understand this, right? They're making like that 250 and up. You're adding people to your team. You realize you don't want to do this alone anymore. You're learning how to delegate, but obviously you're still a work in progress, right? You're now focusing more on profit margins, not just scaling, but scaling where you're actually putting some money in your pocket. And then, of course, powerhouse. So what is a powerhouse? So money is no longer an issue, right? You're in that high multiple six figures, seven figure plus. You're heavily focused on transforming the responsibility over to your team so you can step out of the day-to-day operations. You focus on the things you love and you let everyone do the rest, right? Profit margin is healthy. You're paying yourself a solid, consistent paycheck. So tell me in the comments below, who do you think you are right now? I love it, Lisa. She says, I am a powerhouse. Tell me in the comments below what stage you're currently in. I know you are all powerhouses, right? We've discussed this already. You are all powerhouses, but what stage are you currently in? Put it in the comments below. Now, the big question I always get is, Stacey, I'm a pioneer. I want to become a pathfinder, or I'm a pathfinder and I want to get to power player. How do I go from this to that, right? So that's what I want to cover today, all right? And honestly, the reason we have to cover mindset is because to get to those next level, it's not going to be strategy based. It's not. It is going to be all around the mindset to get you there. Okay. So a couple things that I want to share. I've got so many, where am I going? So many different things I'm looking at. My monitor's over here. Okay. So how do we start to climb this ladder? Well, first of all, I shared with you one framework this week, and now a second one right here, okay? You've seen the well-oiled operations framework. This next framework that I'm putting on the screen right now is our foot traffic formula. So this is the two systems you need in your business, marketing and fulfillment. You need to get new people, get new leads, new clients, right? And then from there, you want to love up on your people so they never leave and they keep paying you. The two biggest things in your business that are going to generate money are what? Marketing and fulfillment. We have been talking all this past week about that fulfillment, the systems, the operations, the team, what we're going to do to get there. Okay. But the marketing piece is also really, really massive. So here's what you have to understand with foot traffic formula, right? Because if you just keep loving up on your current people and serving your current people, that's great. But at some point, like you're going to lose people, right? Because we think of a bathtub, the drain is open, right? You've got water. Hopefully you've got lots of water in there. You've got clients, but they're not all going to stay with you forever. We know this, right? The drain is open. So if you don't put the water faucet back on to fill it, you're going to start to bleed money, right? So foot traffic formula, traffic is getting more visibility and brand awareness. Touch is generating leads. Transaction is converting sales, right? It's basically like getting buyers, all right? And then tracking in the middle is our sweet spot. It is know your numbers and use that data to make your next moves. So this is how you scale your cash flow. This is one of our systems inside of well-oiled operations, right? So we are constantly teaching you, like, how can we get like each of these things to be a system? I just jumped off of VIP and a lot of these things were marketing questions. And I know people are thinking marketing, this isn't systems related, but it is. When they don't know what to do next, it's because there is a lack of a system and we have to get the system in place. Now, here's what I want you to see. How many people like Survivor? I am obsessed with Survivor. It is like my absolute favorite show. I have not watched the last season because I've kind of cut out TV, but this is the one show I would probably bring back if I go back to TV. Okay, so Survivor, there is this game. There's a hand, his hand's behind his back. He gets one hand to put the ball in. And I think like, I don't know, a few seconds in or a minute in, you know, all of a sudden Jeff says, okay, put another ball in. And pretty soon he's got like three balls that he's trying to catch. So he is putting a ball in. And then he only has one hand. He has to hurry and go find it at the bottom before it falls out. He's got to grab that ball and put it back. And there's three balls, which think about it. We've got marketing, we've got fulfillment, and we've got operations, right? We've talked about this. We need all of these things to get a successful business. So here is the problem with this ball game, right? Is at some point, they always drop the ball. Always. Okay. And it's because you can only focus on one thing at a time, right? You're wherever your focus is, like that's where it is. And all of a sudden you're like, oh shoot, here is what I want you to understand. You are trying, let me remove that. You are trying to juggle without systems and operations, right? And if you are doing that, it will inevitably lead to balls dropping. Right? You cannot have successful marketing without solid operations behind you, or you will be leaving money on the table and you will be losing money on the back end, hands down for sure. Okay. Now, I know a lot of you have been talking to my team about well-oiled operations, right? But some of you desperately need foot traffic formula. You desperately need it. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to throw in access to Foot Traffic Formula and this model, this other course that we have, to get you the marketing you need as well as the operation side. So anybody that is jumping into the program by tomorrow night, last call, I'm going to bonus you Foot Traffic Formula during your time with us. Okay. How does that sound? So I'm going to go back a minute to here. I'm going to share my screen. I want to go back and I want to ask you very, very quickly, where is this system falling apart? Is it a lack of a traffic system? Is it a lack of touch generating leads? Is it, how do I get the leads, right? Doris just shared on this call, like she's got a lead, but now she's trying to close them, right? And there was a lack of a system there. So is it a transaction system? Okay. All right. So tell me right now by looking at this traffic, touch, and transaction, what is the number one system you know would be huge for you if you could put it into place? Put it in the comments right now. Tracking is not an option. Tracking is mandatory. We are going to track all three of those. All right. We will track your traffic. We will track your touch. We will track your transaction. By knowing those numbers, it will help you make the game plan moving forward. Okay. So we're in March, early March. For February, we looked at, you know, your CPA, they're giving you these numbers. Half of them, you don't know what they mean. It's not really helping you make decisions for next time. And in fact, they're giving you them, like we'll ask people their numbers. And, you know, in March, we have people saying, oh, I don't have my taxes back yet. I don't know what my numbers are for 2021. We're like, it's March. How do you not have the information? Like I knew my numbers after December 31st, my CPA has a few days to wrap up those numbers. And the first week in January, I already know my December numbers. I know my year-to-date revenue. I know my profit margin, right? You've got to understand your numbers, because what happens is when we track our numbers, and we see what they are, we make decisions based off of that info. So somebody told me yesterday that they are tracking on a monthly basis. I believe that that is most likely too late. If you are tracking on a monthly versus a weekly, so last week, Bella did something on Instagram that did really well, like really, really well. And I was like, do more of that. Okay. But I told her like 6 days after she did it. If she didn't get me that report until March 31st, and let's say she made it March 31st, and then I would see it, you know, April 4th, I would have had to wait almost a month to make the change. Because I'm tracking my information, I can make the changes so much faster, which means I get to reap the rewards. Does that make sense? Say yes in the chat if you're getting that. Okay. Now, let's say she did something last week that was a disaster. Like it dropped our overall growth, but I'm not seeing the report. And March 31st comes around, she makes the report, April 4th, I get it. And I'm like, what have you been doing for 3 weeks? Why are the numbers going down, 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 down? So you've got to make sure that tracking is done on a weekly basis. Inside of Well-Oiled Operations, we are going to give you the reports that you should be receiving or creating yourself on a weekly basis. That data is going to tell you how to move forward and what to do. All right. You need to understand these important metrics and important dials in your business. Okay. Do you feel my energy? Holy cow. I'm like running a marathon here. Okay. So here is what I have learned. I'm going to remove my slide, or my slides are gone. So here's what I've learned. It's not a lack of knowledge, but it's our mindset that holds us back the most. Okay. So a few years ago, I actually signed up for Brooke Castillo's life coach certification. So I became a life coach. I really am understanding like how the brain works and the thoughts and all the things, and how it's either getting you to act or not act, how it's getting you to procrastinate or take massive action, right? So your mind is going to try to stop you so many times. And the thought you think is causing your outcome, right? Like you're here today because you thought something about something that made you show up. Okay. Think about it. You either, and the reason somebody is not here is because they also thought something. The person that didn't show up today could have thought, I already got it all. She already went through the whole model. I'm good. I got it. I can figure this out from here. So they didn't show up because of that thought. Your thought was, she's not done yet. I want to see what tomorrow brings. Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I've gotten value. I want to come back for Thursday. That thought made you show up. Somebody's not going to show up tomorrow and they're going to think, well, it's Friday. I've kind of been working hard. I don't know. I want to take it easy. And they're not going to come. And somebody's going to be like, it's Friday. It's the fifth day. How in the world could I miss it? I can't miss this. This is free, right? Your thought will literally make you do or not do. Say got it in the comments below. Okay. Now here is what I want you to be careful with. And being in one of my programs, it's so funny, yesterday alone, they're talking, and as somebody's talking, they're constantly correcting themselves. It's like they're coaching themselves because they'll say something. They'll say, well, I'm not stuck. Hang on, let me rephrase that. And they'll literally change their thought process because they know that everything they think and say is literally going to be their reality. All right. So here is what I want you to be really careful with. I want you to watch your language. So these are some really dangerous things to say. I'm stuck. I'm not sure what to do. I'm not ready yet. This is overwhelming. Those are thoughts that people say over and over again, and they will never help you. Like literally never. Tell me when this is overwhelming will help you. In what situation? Explain it to me. I'm not sure what to do. Tell me when that helps you. These are things that never, ever help, right? Saying thoughts, but believing them like they're facts is causing your business to slow down. Okay. So recently inside of my mastermind, I asked my clients what their goals were. And then I said, what are going to be some obstacles that are going to get in the way as this happens? Okay. And then I said, what could potentially stop you from hitting your goals? Okay. So some people said things like, well, I don't know, maybe bad time management. Maybe my ads could get turned off. Right. And then somebody said, can I say no? Or can I say nothing? Like, can I write nothing is going to stop me? And I kind of stopped the group. I'm like, did you see what she just did? You all were like, oh, well, what could it be? Something's going to stop me. Okay. Well, ads could stop me. This could stop me. And time A was like, no, nothing is going to stop me, because if something stops me, I'm going to find the next thing and then the next thing and the next thing. I'm not going to be stopped. When you see the way people are thinking, I can tell you right now, I already know this about Time A because I've worked with her long enough to know, like, she is just a powerhouse and she just goes. It's the way she's thinking. It's the way that she is going. That wouldn't even be a possibility to be stopped, right? So do you see how much stronger her thought was than somebody who's like, well, if my Facebook ads get shut off? Because now you just put in your head, well, yeah, I'm only successful if my Facebook ads work. And if they don't work, then that's not going to help me. So I want you to start to really focus on what it is you're completely doing when you're thinking day to day, okay? So who is going to give up first when I say, like, what are the things that are going to stop you? And people have a list, or there's somebody who's like, nothing, right? Of course, the person who's got a list of things that could possibly stop them. So you want to get in that other mindset. Now, you're going to still say things. I still say things. Okay. When I say it, I'm like, whoa, hang on. Okay. It's something I say that is such a bad habit, as I'll say, well, I'm trying to figure out. Trying to figure out keeps me trying to figure something out, right? It's a really bad phrase that keeps me comfortable in not figuring it out. So I'll go, wait. Here's what I'm working on, and it'll be done by this date, right? Just switching things up of we're working on this, or I'm doing this, or anything like that. So first of all, if you want, in the comments below, I would love for you to share something that is a negative thought you say often, or you're realizing now is a part of your daily routine, weekly routine, et cetera, that you are doing. Put it in the comments below right now, okay? How many of you have heard growth mindset versus fixed mindset by Carol Dweck? Growth versus fixed, okay? So a growth mindset is absolutely, yes, for sure, what you want. A fixed mindset is really staying comfortable in some of these thoughts and letting things get you stuck. We've got to switch you to growth, okay? There are a lot of things that will happen. So let's talk about growth and fixed in this situation. That happened this morning with somebody, happens all the time, is thinking, oh no, everybody is doing this. Or I thought I was the only person doing it. Now I have like six competitors, right? And a fixed mindset would be thinking, shoot, this isn't going to work. Everybody else is doing this. A growth mindset says there's room for all of us. We all can succeed, right? Succeed. There's a million people out there. Like, we will be fine. So you want to be having that open mindset of growth versus fixed. Okay, but give you some examples and options because I also want you to see how easy this has come up and you may not have realized it yet, okay? So with Brooke's model, it's you can write this down on a piece of paper, C-T-F-A-R, C-T-F-A-R. So it stands for circumstance, which is a fact, not a thought, right? Then it stands for T is thought. Your thought creates your feeling. Your feeling creates the action or inaction, and the action creates the result. So if a circumstance would be something like, think about this. Let's say circumstance was this. Stacy taught systems on Wednesday. That's a fact. We all can say, yes, she did. Okay. The thought could have been, I'm not ready to work on this yet. Okay. I'm too new. So when you say that thought, the thing that happens is you start to feel a little defeated. Right? You're like, I'm not ready. Like, I'm wasting my time. Right? So you start to feel defeated. When you feel defeated, what do? Well, you probably don't take action. You probably don't show up on Thursday. Right? So then the result is exactly where you are or where you were when you started. You just wasted all this time. So you prove to be not ready for this yet. Now, here is where a growth mindset works. Okay? Same circumstance. Yesterday, Stacy taught systems. Instead of thinking that, you think there's got to be something I could implement in my business. There has to be one thing that I could do now, no matter where I am in my business. Okay? Which would be such an amazing thought to think. How could you not have taken something away, right? So how does that make you feel when you put that thought in your head? There's got to be something here for me. Okay? You feel hopeful. So now when you feel hopeful, what happens in the action? Well, now you're looking for a golden nugget because you're thinking, no, there has to be something here. So you're looking because you believe there has to be something here, right? Oh, I love it. Okay. So what the result is you implement because you found it, right? You're looking for it and now you're implementing that thing. So growth versus fixed. Who are you naturally? Growth or fixed? Who are you naturally? Put it in the comments. It's okay if you're fixed right now, but we've got to get you to be growth, okay? Now I'm going to do this again because the more I share examples, the more you're like, ah, I totally said this, right? Okay, circumstance. Stacy talked about team, something to do with my team, okay? Thought, oh, not my team. She doesn't, no. They're a little old school. They would never go for this, not my team. So how does that leave you feeling? Maybe a little helpless, like this is worth your waste of your time, right? Like this isn't going to work for me. So you're just feeling helpless. So then the action is you never share the training with them because they're not going to do it. They're old school. So then the result is nothing changes. Okay. Growth mindset, circumstance. I talk about team and sharing something with your team. Your thought is I am committing to working on leading my team better. Do you see the difference? Now you're feeling excited because that's not about them. It's about you. I can't control the team, but I can control my level of commitment to show up for them. And that makes me feel excited. So now the action is you're actually going to be learning. You're going to be testing things out, teaching them new stuff, right? And the result is the team actually grows and the company grows. Okay. Growth versus fixed. Okay. One more. Fixed. I said the price yesterday and some of you immediately said, I can't afford this. Like, that's crazy. Like what? That much money? That's crazy. She's crazy, right? Who would pay that? No one would pay that. And these are all things you think, but they're not facts because people do pay it and they're in the program, right? Some of you are here. Say, hi, I'm here. I've paid for it. That's not a fact. That is a thought. That is your thought, right? That you are believing. So when you say, I can't afford this, you feel frustrated. You probably like, ugh, I wanted this thing, but it's too expensive. So you're like sulking yesterday, like, oh, I can't believe it's this much. Like, I wish it was cheaper. And then you didn't buy, right? Growth mindset. I say the price. You might have had the thought of like, oh, wow, that's expensive. And then you were like, wait, and you fixed the new thought and you're like, how can I afford this? Right? You started to get a little bit more excited. We had people that did this yesterday, right? That are like, okay, that's a lot of money, but I understand because I could make a lot of money and I have my time back and it'll be so worth it in the end, right? Even the thought of like, this will be worth it. What happens is you feel hopeful or optimistic, right? So then all of a sudden, the actions that you're doing because you're feeling this is you're reaching out, you're booking a call, like you're taking the next steps. I literally have had people say, I just sold something. Like I literally sold something because I wanted to make this. Or I just had to talk with my husband. I've never talked to my husband about this kind of stuff, right? So you found your answer and you bought. You like took the leap, right? Growth versus fixed. Now, here is the thing. We talked about the pioneer all the way up to the powerhouse. It gets easier, but of course there are challenges, right? We need to start working on the thoughts at every single level, and we need to catch fixed thoughts, and we need to go, how do I get into growth? Because fixed, guess what? I can't pull up my thing fast enough. Here's the deal. Let me go back to this. When you're fixed in your thoughts, you are going to be fixed in your level of where you're at, okay? I love it. Hi, I paid. Yes. Fixed will keep you fixed in Pioneer, will keep you fixed in Pathfinder, right? When you say, I am here to grow, I am here to, right? That's when you see people rising up into that next level. Okay. I'm really excited to do this framework with you really quickly. Just, I want you to glance at this. I know we did this yesterday. Okay. So here is the deal. Your thoughts will keep you stuck or help you progress and get you the line that you want to be on. Right? It can take you to best case to worst case very, very quickly. Now, as I coach inside of Well-Oiled Operations, I help you transition your fixed mindset into growth. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's not what you want to hear. Sometimes it's tough love, right? But you've got to be able to say, I'll take it. I want the feedback because it's time to up level, right? It's time to up level. And the thing is here is, how can we shorten this path, right? Like, let's shorten this, but how do we shorten it? We shorten it by having the strategy and the system with the mindset that will get you to take those actions. So you've got to be willing to watch what you're doing from the inside out, right? Because the more you keep doing what you're doing, you just get further and further away from the green line. And the longer it's going to take you to get there. So if you see my mouse on my screen, I'm always like double checking. So let's say, let me move this over. So let's say right here, we're here today, right? And whatever line you're on, the longer you keep doing what you're doing, right? Let's say you're on the orange line. The further you're getting away from the green line, we've got to get you up here as fast as possible to shorten this line, to shorten like your trajectory, okay? So who's committed to getting on the green line immediately? Say me in the chat. Who's committed? What did you love so far about today's training? Comment below. I want to hear it. Comment below. All right. Love it. Okay, good. I want to take some questions today and I want to go a little bit deeper. So if anybody has anything you want to make sure we work on, post it in the chat right now. I'm not done with training, but I want to get through some of this with you. Okay. All right. I love it. Yeah, realize where my thoughts are getting me stuck. I want to talk about self-sabotage really quickly, because self-sabotage is one of those things I didn't believe mindset was something I ever needed. And I definitely did not believe that I was self-sabotaging. In my mind, it's like, no. I've always been very driven. I've always been a goal setter. I've always been crushing my goals. How could I be self-sabotaging? But really what happens is you start to lack confidence in certain areas, right? And as you lack that confidence in your pricing, right? Somebody this morning was like, I put out a price, set $1,000 for this thing, and three people said they couldn't afford it. Should I lower the price? Right? So what happened was she had lack of confidence in her product and in the value she was delivering. She was letting somebody's fixed mindset pull her down. Do you see that? So she probably at the time was like, I'm in growth mindset. This is great. I'm loving this. I'm going to do this a big event. It's going to be $1,000. It's going to be amazing. And it took three people to say, I can't afford it, for her to go, oh, shoot. Yeah. Okay. Should I make it cheaper? Should I do this? Should I open it up to the public? Like, what should I do? And you've got to be careful that your team does not have a fixed mindset, right? You educate your team. You educate the people around you. You want to be surrounding yourself with people that have growth mindsets. So when you hear your team say something and you're like, well, let me explain something to you, right? You share the fix versus the growth, and you let them know, like, your words are powerful, and the things you say will make people on the team think thoughts. And the second we start thinking things, it's either a make or break situation. Okay. I love this. All right. Philomena says, I don't like asking for help from certain people in my team because I think they'll either say no or feel obligated, or I'm asking too much of them. How do I fix that mindset? Okay. So right here, what I see is making decisions for other people. Before she even asks, she puts this whole story together, right? She's like, okay, listen, I'm going to ask them. And this is what's going to happen. It's like a fact. They're either going to say no, or they're going to say yes, but they're going to feel obligated. So where is option three? They said yes and they wanted to. Do you see that? It wasn't even in there. It was like a fact that they were either going to say no, or they were going to say yes and feel obligated. That was her thought, that it is like a fact to her, right? But we have to go, no, there is option C. Yes, and they wanted to. Yes, and they're excited. Yes, and it lights them up. See what I'm saying? So don't make decisions for other people. Did I hear yesterday that well-oiled operations was too expensive? Yes. Too expensive compared to what? Definitely not compared to what I'm teaching, like what's in there, what they're going to learn, what they're going to get out of it. You're going to come in there and you're going to go, this is the best money I've ever spent. I can't believe how much it's made me. When you're looking back like 5 years from now, you're going to remember this program. To me, anybody that says it's too expensive, they just don't understand it yet. It has nothing to do with my product. It has nothing to do with my price. They just don't fully understand what the value is. Make sense? So when somebody says that, I'm not changing my price, or going like, oh, should I sell it for this much or that much? Or no. I am confident in the product. I am confident in the delivery and the results we're getting for people. So to me, I'm so strong in my thought that no matter what your thought is about it, it's not going to change my thought. Now, how many times does a thought, somebody else's thought, change your thought? Somebody says, hey, I just bought this and it is not good, right? And then you're like, oh no, is it good? Is it not good? Right? You've got to make sure that you are building your confidence. You are really making sure you are focusing on that mindset piece, or all of a sudden things start to change. Philomena, does that help answer your question? Don't decide for other people. Put it out there. Okay? Put it out there. And you can flat out say, I don't want you to say yes if you're feeling obligated. Please say yes if this is something that you want to do, right? You do whatever you need to do. But don't stop somebody because you've made up their mind for them, right? We also do this with pricing a lot. We will not pitch something to somebody because we're like, oh, I don't think she'd buy that, right? Who am I to say if somebody can afford something or not? I have been broke. I have been making no money in my business, and I've still invested in myself, right? I've still put things on credit cards and bought things, okay? And even though I'd done that, imagine if the person that was selling me thought, oh, Stacy, yeah, she's not doing well right now in her business and she's not making any money yet. She's not even paying herself. She'll never buy this thing that's going to change her life. What if they like withheld that from me before I bought, before I had the opportunity to buy? Okay. Don't make the decision for somebody else. Tomorrow, we're going to be covering 5 big money mistakes. 5 mistakes that I promise you, if you come tomorrow, you only watch just tomorrow, it will be worth your entire time here all week. Because if I can save you these money mistakes, it will change the way you do business, okay? Literally, depending on what you sell, some of you, this will cost you millions to miss this training, okay? All right. Okay. Jen says, I think it's when people don't comment, like content, or take what I'm selling, I believe that it must mean it's not good. It gets in my head. Okay. How many of you have gone to something, watched something, saw something on Instagram that you were like, oh, that's good, but you did not comment or like it? Let's just poll right now, yes or no in the chat. Have you ever seen something on Instagram, thought, wow, this is good, but did not comment or like that post? Yes or no in the chat? I can almost guarantee every one of you are gonna say yes, right? I do that all the time. Okay. Now, here is something that I learned from an 8-figure entrepreneur that has stuck with me. And we were sitting next to each other at a conference. And every time a speaker would come on stage, he would be the first person to stand up. It would almost actually make the rest of the audience stand up, okay? And some of these speakers would not be speakers that you'd be like, standing ovation. I sat down and I said, wow, you were very, very supportive. I noticed this about him. I'm like, wow, this is like impressive. And he said, oh, well, I always give what I want. I'm going to say that again. I always give what I want. And that changed me big time. So I would start to like fight for him, like with him on like standing up first, because I'm like, you're right. If I walked on stage, even if I was not very big and nobody knew who I was and it was my first time speaking, I would want people to stand for me. It would make me feel better. So when I'm on social media, let me tell you, I am not shaming anybody here. I've never commented. I've never hit like. I felt like I don't want people like seeing what I'm doing, right? But now when I see somebody's post and I read it and I actually do like it and I get value from it, I am always hearting, commenting. And even like my big, like I have really big influencer friends that are like million followers. And then I used to think like, they don't need me to comment. Like they have a million followers. Like, come on. No, everybody wants to get a comment. Like when you're pouring your soul on Instagram or you're posting something, right? It's like you want to give what you want. So if you want more podcast reviews, you better be leaving people podcast reviews, right? If you want more likes on Instagram, you better be liking people's posts on Instagram. If you want comments, if you want people to show up on Zoom on camera, you better show up on Zoom on camera. Like, come on, like give people, right? Give like you want to receive, but give first. All right. Get that mindset. I have people that will say things like, well, I want people to do this, or I want to sell this, but they won't buy those things, or they don't believe in those things, or they wouldn't do it for themselves. It's like, how in the world are you ever going to sell that? You don't even do that for you, right? So you've got to start, yes, lead by example, lead by example. Okay. I am going to, let me glance at what I have left. I'll do this. Any other questions, put them in the comments below. I'm going to go through well-oiled operations one more time, what is included. If it's not for you, you jump right off. If you're like, I'm on the fence, I'm interested, you can even say on the fence in the comments below. And tell me why. I could definitely give more suggestions, strategies, things that you need to know about it. Yeah, let's all try to be better. Let's all try to give what we want to other people. Okay, so real quick, if you have any other questions, put it in the comments, I'll answer. But I know some people have questions about well-oiled and I want to go back to that really quickly. So what is it including? So I'm going to be going this week specifically, when you jump in, you are going to see 4 trainings ready to go. The first 4 trainings ready to go, ready for you to watch, binge as fast as you want. Okay. Today, literally in 20 minutes, I am going live training on video 5, which is all about communication and boundaries, which, oh yeah. Wait till you see today's training, okay? So that's that. Then from there, okay, from basically week six to, I should say, lesson six to lesson 12, I am teaching them live in real time. Okay. You'll be in the program for 90 days. So when I wrap up the 12th video live, I'll be coming back for Q&A. Now, I actually have a Q&A form. I'm probably not filling this out. These are the 9 trainings that I'm going to be doing. There's actually 12. I have 3 bonus trainings all on hiring, firing, and like retreats, intensive leadership, all this fun stuff. That's in there as well. Okay. So those are some bonuses. Now, from there, we have the systems and templates vault. This is loaded with anything you need that you can go. Like my friend yesterday was like, do you have a, like the documentation to fire somebody? Do you have how I could hire them with a job offer? I'm like, yeah, it's all in there. Yep. Just go right in there. Everything's in there, right? Like, so this is the kind of stuff we're talking about when it comes to the templates. If you were to go hire an attorney to do a few of these, it would be well over $5,000. When you see the information we have in here, you're going to go, I can't even believe I'd get all of this. So all of these different systems, templates, agendas, checklists, spreadsheets, calculators, oh my goodness, it is loaded. I don't want you creating anything. I want you using ours, modeling ours, using it as a first draft or ripping it off and stealing it as is, okay? So you get to do this. Okay, good. Somebody said I missed yesterday. No worries. Okay, so that's included in there as well. A lot of these are Canva templates you can edit. Some of these are Google Drive documents that you can make a copy and then you can edit right in there. And then some things are PDFs or things you wouldn't. If I gave you a PDF, it's because you're not going to be copying it. You're using it to read it. If I gave you a Drive or Google Doc type template or a spreadsheet, it's because I actually think you're going to use that one. And I wanted you to be able to just make a copy and then edit right there. Like imagine our employee handbook that is like pages and pages and pages. It's editable inside of Google. Like, holy cow, that alone. So people were like, I love this so much. I made a copy, then another copy, then one more copy. So even though it's a 90-day program, after the 90 days, you'll be downloading all these templates, putting it in your Drive, putting it in your Dropbox. You'll have this forever, okay? Somebody said, I'm drooling on my computer. I love spreadsheets. Okay, next, rapid response support for 90 days, a Facebook group for members only. In here where the team is answering every single question within one business day. Okay. We're in there several times a day. So usually they're getting answered much faster. And then there is a Google form for me to answer questions. You can post in that every single week. And then from there, I'm taking that for my Q&A, but then I also usually have time at the end where I'm answering Q&A from people live in the calls. All right. All access pass for your leadership team. You can bring people in to the program with you. Okay. They have to be on your team. They cannot be another business owner. It needs to be somebody on your team that you want to support. They can come in completely for free. It's included in the program. Okay. So they're coming in, getting access to the Facebook group, access to the content, all the stuff. Okay. I'm not going to read through some of those. You probably saw this yesterday. And like I said, time with me with Q&A. So that Google form and then extra Q&A at the end after that 12th lesson is done. I'm not coming with more content. I am literally coming to help you integrate and implement it. Or you go, okay, I just did my team meeting and here's what happened. And then I'm going to help you troubleshoot in that. All right. Colin says, look no further. Stacey's my go-to person when structuring my team, finding talent, and optimizing the business. Megan is somebody who came in. She said she was barely breaking even in her business. And her business, she was only about a year in, maybe I want to say. She said, after working with Stacey, 1 year later, her launch grew by 500%, and she's currently running at a 60% profit margin. Okay. I honestly think when I show 6,800, I show it with confidence of this product will be a $10,000 product sometime this year in 2022. When you come back to me in a few months and you see this price tag, it is going to be at $9,997. And it is seriously worth so much more than that. This is such a steal of a deal at this price point. I hired over a decade ago somebody to come in and help me with systems. Okay. I literally spent over $50,000 and it took 2 years of my time to do this. When I say this is a steal of a deal, I'm not kidding. There is a payment plan for those of you that are like, I cannot afford this. There is a payment plan. I promise you can't not afford to jump into this program. So all of that in there is included. Everything you see. If you book a call, strategy call with our scale specialist, we are going to help you figure out like what this would look like, where we can help you. We're going to give you a free company values training and a template starter pack. Okay. So what I've said on here, and this confused people a little bit yesterday, Ideally, our person is for people that are over that 100K range or close to that 100K range and wanting to scale and grow their company. All right. Now, let's say you are newer and you're like, I just want to do this right. And I see the investment, I see the price, and I'm in. Like, I want this because I don't want it to cost me more. Now, I know some of you are you have regular jobs, you have real jobs, but you're starting a business and it's not making money yet, but you are a high level, like, you know what you're doing. You want to jump in and you want to move fast. I am okay with you jumping in, but please don't jump in if you're like, no, this is not the information I want. If you didn't like what you saw this week, you're not going to like this call or the program, okay? But if you're like eating up everything you're hearing, but you just don't qualify because of that price point, still apply and tell us in those comments where you're at, what you're thinking, why you want it. And my team will look at that and let you know if that makes sense for a phone call, okay? All right. Any other questions? Please put it in the comments below. I'm going to stick around for like another minute and then we are going to jump off and I'll be back tomorrow. Oh, let's do the prize. Let's do the prize. Okay. Who wants to win this? I actually think it's super cute. I love that we didn't put it like all over. Like you can still just have like a normal water bottle, but then that it's at the bottom of Powerhouse. Say me in the chat if you want. Put your name and then me so I can see who you are. Name and then me. And I'm going to call somebody out to win this. Tomorrow. We are talking, we're talking money mistakes, how to avoid the 5 most common mistakes business owners make as they scale. Number 3 has already cost you millions. Okay. Let's do it. Is there a better program if I'm not at $100 or 100K per year and your company is still on paper and you're not launched yet? So if you're interested in learning more, go to Wild With Operations, book a call, say those things, and then one of my team members will jump on and share with you options and availabilities and things like that. All right, let's do it. Cheryl Farley, I am going to send you this. Either DM me, say that you want this, or shoot me an email, info@stacytosha.com. My team will get that out to you immediately. Okay. I love it. Oh, thank you. Perfect. Thank you, Sarah. All right, you guys, I have had a phenomenal week, and we're not done yet. All right, we are not done. I am back tomorrow. Who's coming back tomorrow? Who is truly going to be a finisher and do this entire thing with me this week? Say me in the chat. All right. Yes, yeah, Sarah. It's either you can email info@stacytosha.com. And then Sarah was saying she had questions on the program. You can book a call, an email, Sarah with an H. There you go. All right. I'll see you tomorrow. Let's do this. One more day. Let's wrap up really, really strong. All right. Bye, everyone. See you soon. If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to check out our Mastermind Info Session. We have 3 different levels of masterminds here at Foot Traffic, for those just getting started all the way up to multi-million dollar businesses, from those with brick and mortar businesses to those with online. You can go to stacytushel.com/info session and catch the replay where I share what each program entails. You'll also hear how you can get a free coaching call with one of our certified foot traffic coaches. Again, go to stacytushel.com/info session.